Okay. We are in Daled Amud Beis. No, we are in Hey Amud Beis, I believe. Right. We are in Hey Amud Beis. And we're going to start again from the two dots. Chetzad, third line from the top. I know we started it yesterday. I'd like to do it again today. Chetzad, Dayashaita. How, by the chase of the woman who has a vest, she doesn't have to go any retroactive. And then the Mishnah gives the case of the woman sitting on the bed. And she's sitting on the bed, and then she leaves the bed. She was Isaac Batara, she leaves the bed, and she saw she doesn't have any retroactivity. Why is the bed an essential part of the story? Why does the Mishnah, how do we care? What do we care how she was Isaac Batara? Right. That's, he changes Aska to Asuka. Listen, he hides Asuka Bataris, a picture of a Rasa. The detail of how she's Isaac Bataris is unimportant. Zakta Gemara, Kamashmalon, time of the Daishaitahu, it's time of the Daishaitah. The reason the bed is for her is because we go Daishaitah. Amechleis, Mita Nami Matame. But if you go retroactive, the bed would become Tame Mishkav. It's a frightening thought. Because this is what Shammai was worried about, according to one of the opinions. Here we are, telling the person that the bed she sat on is an Abatumba. Right? And even more. It mamish makes a Mishkav Amayshav. That means the bed that he touches afterwards makes him a Rishon. If you think about it, it's a very strong statement. It's saying, she is Tamei. It's a Chumrah. But the Chumrah encompasses everything she touched in the last 24 hours. Now, Michti, you know, by the way, you know, we think about it, the Knas that she didn't do the Bedika. Trust me, if she knows her bed's going to be Tamei that she slept on last night, and the chair she sat on this morning for breakfast is going to be Tamei, she's going to do Bedika twice a day. That's what's going to happen. She can't afford that everything she touched in 24 hours becomes Tamei. She'll become a regular at the mikvah, you know what I mean? So think my Michti. Hi, Mita Davishem Adas Lishohu. Now, the Gemara at this point understands that this halacha that we said in the middle of the week, the davish ebay das lishon, anything that can't communicate, is tar, even b'shus hayachid, depends on the item that became tamei. Not the item that is metamei, but the item that became tamei. Right? So if you don't know if a person touched a keli in b'shus hayachid, it's tar, the keli. The person's tamei, he walked by, we don't know if he touched the keli, it's a davish ebay das lishon. However, if a Kaylee was Tamei, and a person walked by, and he doesn't know if he touched it, he's a Davish, yes, by Das, Lishol. So we look at the thing becoming Tamei, whether it's yes, by Das, or ain't by Das. That's the Gemara's assumption. So therefore, the Gemara's problem is, this bed, the thing that we're making Tamei, is a Davish, ain't by Das, Lishol. She is a Davish, yes, by Das, Lishol. Therefore, we are Machmer in her, and we make her Tamei. Right? Therefore, right, we make her Tamei. But the bed is a Davish, ain't by Das, Lishol. So why are we Machmer? Right, the whole davar shem b'das lishol sfei katar. Zog the Gemara tergum is ziri. So ziri answered, "Kishachav esrei nisus oisa b'mita. The havelo yad chaver esehah. The bed is a davar sheyesh b'das lishol because it's being carried by humans. Human beings are carrying the bed when she's on it. She's taking a ride on the bed. She's working with Taurus." Then she gets off the bed and she becomes a nida. Then the bed was a davar sheyesh by das lishol because it was being carried by humans. It becomes an extension of the humans that were carrying it, her friends. Why is it odd? Again, that's what he says.
In the case that she was being carried, it wouldn't be tamei.
Right, because it's a davar sheyesh by das lishol. Remember, davar sheyesh by das lishol is a halacha. We learned that from Sukkim or whatever we know it from. But that's the halacha. I mean, you could have asked me the whole halacha of davar sheyesh by das lishol, why should that make a difference? But that's the halacha. Yes?
There are two people carrying her, and she herself is there, so
it's her. They asked the kasha. I saw that kasha. Tysus, I believe, asked the kasha. Somebody asked the kasha. So they say that she's not one of the people. Something to that effect. The kasha is asked. Honestly, don't remember who the one that asked it. I don't think it's, as you look now, it doesn't look like I just asked it. But somebody on the page asked that. Why isn't that making a Rishus HaRabim? Because she's on the bed and two people are carrying it. Cover said, right? So it's a mita, right? So,
look it up.
Bothers me enough that I should look it up. Okay, I'm such a neat
You should have
it. No, I can get it. It says I have to find it. It's not here. That's the problem. Alo Fafnida. Oh, here it is. Swipe and cut it. It's fucking good. It's something swipe and cut it.
This is after Tyson.
What?
This is after Tyson.
Thank you. I know somebody asked the question. He brings in a taste for some base of an olive. He brings that the kilo is mastic between her and her friends. She's covered by a canopy. So therefore, it's not considered three people because it's a mafsik. Also says that she's vadai tameh, so she can't count for the three of the suffix. Because since she's a vadai tameh at this point, so it doesn't count as one of the three people that were involved in the suffix. I'm not sure why. The chayra had it to be a tummy person on the side, and he counts.
But the zirim, one of them is by their tummy.
Right, right. I think he talks about that too, no? No, he doesn't.
That's the reason for the Rambam and Rashba, that
you
don't count
the Gufatum. So, besides, you don't count the Gufatum, even though by Nazir, we counted the person. Maybe it's not called Gufatum. Well, I'm sorry?
There is a body coming.
Could be.
Over here,
could be. Let me see what he says here. Right, so he quotes Tosfos as saying that this is a raya that even b'shus harabim with three people, tumas meisleis applies. That's one of the truths that Tosfos says.
Normally,
what? Right, but tumas meisleis would apply even b'shus harabim. This is finished because it's only a suffix, and by suffix b'shus harabim are mekel. Again, but the Rishayim Master Kasha and the Tavias. From Rabbeinu, who brings down Ramban and Rashba and Tosfos.
Is it possible to say there's only one person carrying it?
It says, first of all, it says Chavarei Seha, plural. Also, I mean, there are people that are very strong and can carry a bed by themselves. They have to be strategically placed. But the Gemara says Rabban, so Chavarei Seha. Okay, let's see Rashi. Let's catch up with Rashi.
I didn't understand. The
I'm sorry, yes.
I didn't understand the case. In other words, she was one who was the Tommy, right?
She's the Nida. She's the now Nida.
And because there were people carrying her.
Therefore, it's a double she has by Das Lishol.
Who's she going to ask?
No. Let me explain something. Double she has by Das Lishol. Oh, hold a second. Let me explain. Double she has by Das Lishol means not that the person knows. Obviously, we have a suffix the person doesn't know. But it's somebody who can be asked questions.
It's a human being.
Right.
She's the human being or the other people are the human
being? There are a bunch of human beings here. Okay. But at this point, the Gemara thinks that the thing becoming Tameh has to be able to communicate, not the Metameh. The problem is a bed doesn't communicate. And that's what's becoming Tameh. So the Gemara's answer is the bed is an extension of her.
Oh.
And therefore, of them. And therefore they can be asked. Now, I don't know. Yashbi Daslisho doesn't mean the person knows.
The other thing is, but you said that there was a canopy, and that means canopy.
That's one parrot's enticis.
And that canopy was a hashtag between the people and
her. That's why she doesn't count as three people here. Because if it's three people, it's a surab. That's a side issue.
Okay.
The Gemara doesn't mention a canopy. Look, Rashi. All the way up. First line on the page. Taima the Dayashaita, Mishum Diyesh lo Vest. Ha'emein lo Vest, the Matama May Slice goes back 24 hours. Matama Nami, Mita Nami Tameya, Kamishkub Nida Asma. Like where a woman, a Nida lays down on. Shematame Adam Anageya by Tumachamura. It makes the person that touches so strict. Right? The Tami Begadim Shalov. The same Kai Shigigab. To Mishkava Yechavas Begadav.
Anything he touches,
he touches her Mishkav. She lay down and he touches that bed. He is Tamei with his clothing that he's wearing, even though the clothing never touched it.
And
food. He's a Rishon L'Tum. How can you see on the time of the Matami Begadim Shama, Matami Begadim Shalov, Ve'abish Le'Noga Begadim Bemita? Mirti. Hak Mita Davashem Be'das L'Shalu. You can't communicate it. Well, Meisla is subject to Mahu. We had said earlier in that Beis Amid Beis that Meisla is a subject to Mahu. The Kol Shein Beidas L'Sho is Tarad. The Mishkai Mat now, Rashi speaks out, why aren't we worried about the food? Why don't we ask this question, how she Matama the Taras retroactively when the Taras is Ein Beidas L'Sho? Look, Rashi, the Mishkai Mat Taras B'loi Mita, if there wouldn't be a bed here, just the food she had touched, Nicha, the Kivan Davasuka Behen, V'Ksasa B'Yadah. Since she had been working with them and holding it in her hands, have lukiyada, it becomes an extension of her. But he, yeshbadas lisho, we view the food she worked with and the pots and pans that she touched as an extension of her. Those are das lisho. No, you cannot talk to pots, but you can talk to the person that's holding the pot. Elamita, kivan dagabi karka munachas. At this point, we think that the mita is resting on the floor. The la biyadahu, nobody's holding the bed. The whole subject to Mulatami recite the Gemina law. The source is Tame, recite the Yeshvadas Lusho. And the woman involved in the Saita is a communicator.
Did she say that just
like she doesn't hold the bed. It's the holding of it that makes it an extension of her. The Havilahach Mita, not now, they carried it within the 24 hours. The Havilahach Mita, Gimel, Kiyat Chavariseha. She has Badas Lusho Gukh Tameya. Zukt the Gemara Viter. Right. The Hashta Damar of Yechelen.
Excuse me. Bruce. It seems to me that it would be easier to have written instead of She'en Hada L'Shoel, just something of which there is no certain knowledge that has been handled or laid upon. Does anyone talk about why that? Does anyone
no
that you've seen talk about?
Doctor, I have no idea what you mean. Anybody das lisho mean that nobody knows. It's not like das. Yes,
exactly. Correct. Exactly. But the examples you've been giving, she knows she was in the bed. She knows that she was handling the dough, or someone has knowledge that she was handling the dough. So it seems to be a problem of knowledge, not that the object cannot be asked.
No, it's not a problem of knowledge. Because even if you know that I walked by the Kaylee, you know that I walked by the Kaylee, I just don't know whether I touched it or not. That's anybody does.
Exactly. That's the knowledge. Not that you walked, but that the object was touched or laid upon.
Anyway,
it doesn't boil down to the dots of the object. It boils down to the dots of the person or someone who observed that it was touched.
Again, we don't know if she's a Nida or not. Beds don't talk.
Right.
And therefore, the knowledge of knowing she was there has no impact on the fact that the suffix tumma is about something that can't communicate. That's what we learned.
That's exactly what I was thinking, in that we already have something which is being extended as a knas. Why add on that? However, the language of that a pitcher cannot be asked is a clumsy language, which really has to do with the knowledge of the people
touched. I hate to break the news, Doctor. Chazal did not say it your way, because that's not what they wanted to say. What they wanted to say was, at this point, we're going to change this momentarily, but at this point, the Gemara feels that if the suffix is about an item that was independent of human beings in the sense that it wasn't being held by human beings. We learn now from Saita that we don't say something is coming. That's what we say. That's the Rilimud. It's not. That's what we learn out of Saita.
That's exactly along the lines of what I was asking, is why are we focusing on the object when we are seem to be focusing on knowledge of the person?
Again, I'm not going to argue. I'll just leave it at that.
Saying that I hear your answer. That addresses the question.
Okay. The Hashtag Amar Rabbi Yechanan, subject to my Baba Day Adam Nishalim Allah, a Philip Bikli, Munuka Gabi Karka, Kamishi Eshbedas Lisho, Avabish Echabe Sad Nisai Sibamita. Rabbi Yechanan came and retranslated the Avish Eshbedas Lisho. Both items have to be now Eshbedas Lisho. I'm obviously going to start again because I didn't translate one word.
Yeah.
But I have to explain to you what the Gemara is going to say, right? The Gemara is telling me now that we are retranslating Davar Shein by Das Lisho. It's not that the item becoming Tamei can't communicate. It's both the one making Tamei and the one becoming Tamei have no ability to communicate. If either of the two have an ability to communicate, it's Yes by Das Lisho. We are retranslating the boundaries of what Davar Shein by Das Lisho means. Now we assume the woman has Das Lisho, but the bed doesn't. Now we're saying, since the woman is being metame the bed, that's enough for Yes by Das Lisho. You don't need that the item becoming Tamei have Das Lisho. Any of the two, either the one imparting Tamei or the one receiving Tamei, if any of the two have Das Lisho, we say something Tamei. So retranslation of the rule of Ein by Das Lisho. The Hashtag Amar Rabbi Yechanan, subject to my Bobby de Yadam. A subject to that comes from a person, even though the item is not Yes by Das Lisho, but the person walking by is Yes by Das Lisho. Nishalim Aleha, it's called Yes by Das Lisho. Afilu Bekli Munach Agabi Karka. A Tamei walks by and doesn't know if he touched the Keli. The Keli is Ein by Das Lisho, but the person is Yes by Das Lisho. Therefore, we view this as a case of Yes by Das Lisho. So Kamishi Yes by Das Lisho. So the bed is also Yes by Das Lisho. Even if the friends are not carrying her, because she has Das Lisho. In the whole Gemara, the question was based on a concept that Yes by Das Lisho and Ein by Das Lisho goes about the item becoming Tamei, not about the person who imparts the Tuma. So therefore we viewed the bed as Ein by Das Lisho. Beds don't communicate. The answer is, either of the two can be Yes by Das Lisho. Either the one imparting the Tuma or the one receiving the Tuma. So what would be an Ein by Das Lisho? There's a Kli laying around and a dead Sheretz right next to it, and we don't know whether the Sheretz touched the Kli. Neither the Sheretz nor the Kli can communicate. That's Ein by Das Lisho. But when you have a human involved, whether the human is imparting or receiving the Tuma, it's considered Yes by Das Lisho. Rashi. Hababi de Adam. Kazu. The Tuma Yadaba. The Tuma comes from this lady. Ugiganaisa Sharit Biyadai. Guys carrying the Sharits. Sabik Naga Bakli Amunukagabi Karka. Sabik Lai Naga. It's a subject whether he touched the Kli or not. We have a piece of Adam Lahai Isaac Bakli. What's the Bach say? Sticks out the word Amitame. Even though the person's not holding the Kli is independent of the person. Hayil Vatuma Boy De Adam. Since the Tumah is coming from a man, Sabik Naga Tumah Bekli Sabik Loi Naga, Chashvinin Maikomai Shiyas Bedas Lisho. The fact that it's happening from a human, even though the item becoming Tameh is an Ein Bedas Lisho, the bed doesn't talk, the bed doesn't communicate, and nobody's carrying the bed, unlike we said before. We've redefined Yes by Das Lisho. There was the original interpretation and then the final interpretation. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. So we accept Rabbi Yechanan. He's a nice man. Big man.
A lot of nice men out there.
Okay. Right.
Because
she's not
successful, it doesn't matter if
it's just him. No, it's not true. It's just a rabbin's fake guitar. Yes by Das Lisho. What?
Rambam Sofik Tomei.
Where do you see this?
And the Rashi. Oh, Bishil Yachid.
Bishil Yachid. Right. Gufa. I'm Rabbi Eichelin, Sofik Tomei. Habami Deyada, Nishalim Aleha. It's called Yes by Dasli. So Rashi says, Nishalim Aleha Kleim Tomei. We don't ask the Kaili. What do you mean, Nishalim Aleha? Nobody knows. It means it's considered somebody that can't communicate. Afilu b'kli amunach agabi karka, k'mish yes by Dasli so. Zuck Rashi. Zuck Rashi, k'mish yes by Dasli so. V'chi arminan. And when do we say, Zavar she'im by Dasli so sveikah tohar? So what would be the case of aim by dasli shall shake it her. The sheretz hamutal eitzu kli agabe karka. You have a sheretz laying next to a keli, not touching it, on the ground. Sabik naga, sabik loy naga. So therefore, the metame and the mitame, the imparter and the receiver, are both aim by dasli shall.
In that case,
then shake it her. We learn out from Saita that the rule of sabik tuma b'shasayachu does not apply. But we redefined it. We entered this sugya with a different understanding of Ein Badas Lisho. We redefined it. That's what Rabbi Eichelin just did. Meisrei. So we're going to ask a question. Hoya Misate B'talisai. A guy was putting on his talus. Now, it doesn't have, you know, we talk talus, we think of mitzvah. They talk talus, they meant clothing. He was wrapping himself with his clothing. Right? B'taris B'tumas B'tidai. And next to him is Taris, if he is Tamei, or Tumas, if he is Tahar. Meaning, two cases here. If he's a Tahar person, there was Tumas on his side, a dead chariot. If he's a Tumi person, there was Taris on his side. Two separate cases. Right. And, the Taris, the Tumah, Lamali Mireishai. Or, they were not next to him, they were above him. And when he's Misatev, he lifts up his Beged. That's what happens, right? When he... But a person, in those days, when they put on their clothing, they lifted it over themselves. It was like a cloak that they wrapped over themselves. Right? We think of the Sate Batitas, but not, they weren't, that's not the Gaya. When they wore, it's like it was a long robe that fit over their shoulders. And therefore they picked it up in order to put it over their head. That's what they did. We're not going to get involved in their dressing style, but that's what they did. That's what the Gemara said. Right? And then the question becomes, Safik Naga, Safik Lay Naga. Tahar. It's considered Tahar. The Gemara understands because it's aimed by Das Lishol. Because the thing that's becoming Tameh in the case of Taris, right, if he's Tameh and he might have touched Taris, the item is aimed by Das Lishol. We're trying to prove Rabbi Eichelin wrong. We're trying to prove that it only depends on the item becoming Tameh, not on the item that's imparting Tahar. Because here you have a person that's Tameh. He might have touched the Taris and might have not. We say, it's Tar. It's Tar.
But a new understanding, it should be
upside. Exactly. That's why it's a Kasha. If it's impossible for him to put it on without touching it, then it's not a Suffolk. Then it's Tameh. Reb Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Shaina. Shaina, how does he pronounce those two words? Shaina v'Shaina? How does he pronounce it? What does article pronounce it as? What?
Shnei
v'shaina? How does he translate the word shnei? Repeat it? And what's shaina? Also repeat it.
And he does it again.
Oh, shnei, they tell him repeat it. V'shaina, and he does it again. Thank you. Right. Try it again. See what happens. Test it. Run a test. Sir, go put on your clothing. Let's see how it works. Let's see if you touch the sheretz or not. Do it again. Show us how high you go when you're misatev. Show us how much to the side you go when you're misatev.
You see, I still have it.
He doesn't have to be. We know where the sheretz was. We're not going to tell him. Right? We're going to say, let's see you do it. And we'll see whether we can figure out the suffix. We can run the video. But in those days, they didn't have the video. So do it again, and we'll watch it. Amrullah ain't shayin the bataris. We don't do that. It's not a proof. Because last time he touched it, and this time, how do you know what happened last time? Nobody does everything exactly the same way they did it. Period. Now, our question is, not on Reb Shimon Gamliel, but on the Tanakhama. Am I a subject to my Bobby Dayadamu? Why do we say it's Tar? It's a subject to my Bobby Dayadam. The person's imparting the Tumah. Zog the Gemara, Barmine Dahi. don't worry about that one. I don't know how he translates by me, they except exclude that. Why? The Tani Revaishim, Mishra Sayachat Sveikat, Tami Mishra Sarabim Sveikat, Atar. Ain't a Konami. The Bryce only meant Mishra Sarabim, Mishra Sayachat, it's not Katami. Rabbi Yishai came along and said, don't accept the Bryce as written Tar always. Not true. And Ain't a Konami, it's Tami Mishra Sayachat, because it's just by Das Lishol, because the person is imparting the Tumah. Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hai Misate Betalisa Betaris Betidab, who are you Tame? And he was coming. Suffik Timitaris Vitalis. Kishik Bi Al Ksefoi, when he lifted it over his shoulders. Suffik Lenaga. Oi Tumas Batsidai. I don't know if Rashi picks up the Gemara has side and then top, and Rashi explains top and then side. I don't know why. Oi Tumas Batsidai got Sherit Vutar. Suffik Nit Metalisa, Suffik Lenitma. He doesn't know whether his talus touched or not. Tor, Salkadaitoch. Now Philip should say, Yachim Shem Rabbi Dovish Shem Baitas Lisho. The Avagav the Bobby the other it came from a person. He's imparting the tuma. However, Taris Menachas the Gavi Karkav Ein Nives the other. Nobody's holding the food. Ein Nishalom Aleim. That's called Ein by Das Lisho. Stay Hamacheres and Biga Achshav. See if it touches. Be Dorshin Nagav Betchila. You'll know whether it touched. Ein Shainin Shem Achshav Nagav the Kain Leid Leicha Nagav Meichilov. Maybe now it touches. Last time it didn't, or just the opposite. Period. So the answer was that Ein Hachinami do not accept the price at face value. The Vaishya said it's only true because of Rabbim, because of Yachin and stuff. So it is a yes by Das Lishol, no kasha. The test is up here. I think the last question was up here. Now we're going weiter. That'll be on the next week's test, Merit Hashem. Gufa, Amar Ziri, Meis Leisha Benita, Aisa Mishkav Umbaishav, Latame Adam, Latame Begadam. We brought quoted theory that if this woman goes retroactive, she does not have a best kavua. Not only is she tummy retroactive and the food she touched tummy retroactive, but the bet she was on is so tummy that if a person touches it, he's a rishon l'tuma, and his clothing that didn't touch it also becomes tummy. For sure, kachim and taris. Right, not only Kachim, well, the Chumra came about because of Kachim and Taras. Right.
Beyond that, it's Tami, real Tami.
We're considering everything she did as real Tami, correct. Zakti Gemara, ain't it? It's not that way. Chiyasa Avimi Mibay Chazoi, when Avimi came from the city of Chazoi, also he came, Vaisi Masnisa Miyadin, he brought a Brisa along. Now, let me explain. Anita, this is Hilchas Nida. Nothing to do, not contemporary. Hilchas Nida. Anita touches something, it's a rishon l'tuma. Anita sits on something made to sit on, or lays on something made to lay on, it becomes an avatar. Zeres HaKasuf. Anita lays on 10 mattresses, the bottom mattress is an avatar. She never touched it. It's an avatar. She laid on it. She laid on 10 mattresses. They're all avatar. She sits on a chair. It's an avatar. She touches something with her hand and doesn't sit on it. It's a rishon l'tuma. It's a lesser tuma. Now, kamina is, a rishon cannot be metame a person or a kelim. It can be metame food and drink, but it can't be metame other than a kelim. So now, what is this woman retroactive? So Ziri told us she's a regular Nida who made her bad in Avatoma. Avimi brought a Brisa that Meisleisha Benida Mishkava Meishava Kemaga. Her bed and her seat is only like she touched it. Meaning she won't make her bed into an Avatoma. She will make her bed into a recent Latoma, which means the person who touched it is not Tameh. Ziri considered that bad an avatama, because Medrash is an avatama. It's not true. Avimi brought a bride, said, not like Ziri. My love, ma maga, le metama adam, af mishkava, le metama adam. So that's a question. So now, we have a bride, said, not like Ziri. Zok Rashi, kemaga. Kikli, it's supposed to be. Shenaga by Nida. It's like a kli that Anita touched. Sha'ina matama adam. Sharirishin who? So I will take 2 minutes out now just to review this quickly, and I might have should have done it in my original Hagdama Tanita, but I wasn't thinking of these terms. Most tumas that give off tumah, the originator of tumah, are ava tumas. A dead sheretz and a vela are ava tumah. And they can be metame, a person or a keli. A reaching the tumah, which is what the person that touched the sheretz is, can only be metame food or drink, cannot be metame a keli. Well, I was very careful. I said sheretz to the vela. Then there are tumors that come out of a person. That makes the person, there might be an exception, Balkari might be an exception, it's a Shaila, Kamaga, not Kamaga, I'm not going to get involved in that. But Pashtas, all tumors that exit a person's body make the person an avatumah. Even though it's an item that came out of their body, be it zivus of a man, ziva of a woman, nida of a woman, it makes her into an avatar. She becomes, and I don't mean it in any crude way, she becomes the sheretz or the nevela. She becomes the source of the tumma. We don't view the blood in her as two separate things. She is now the source of the tumma. She's an avatar. She can be metame a person. She can be metame a keli. That person in keli cannot be metame another man or another keli. They can only be metame food and drink. Now, came along the Torah made in Deres HaKasa that Zava, Nida, if they sit and lay on something, it becomes them. Same severity of Tumah. Which, following the rules that we were saying till now, should be a step lower than her. She is the source. They are the touch. Or the sitting God. Or the laying God. Came along the Torah and said, Medrash is the same severity as her. Basically, there might be a little different, but we're not getting involved in the details now. The Medrash and the Maishav are Avatama. Let me just finish. Therefore, the one who touches her, them, is like touching her. It becomes an Avatama. Not a Rishalatama. It's not like the table she touches. The table she touches, here Anita sits down on a chair. That chair is an Avatama, and the table she touches is a Rishalatama. So wants the Torah. That's what the Torah says. So now, this retroactivity by Anita, she was on a bed. Is that bed viewed like Anita slept on that bed and making it avatum? And remember, this is all rabbinic chumrah of retroactivity. Or do they treat it like a rishalatum? Then afkamina is if a person touches the bed. If the person would touch the table she touched, he would not become tameh. If the same person touches the bed she slept on, does he become tummy or not? That's the question I'd ask. So Ziri said, it becomes a medrash. It becomes her. Not a tumma. And Avimi brought a brisa that it does not. It becomes like she touched it. So we're asking a Ziri from a brisa. That's what's going on over here. I hope I explained myself.
Ziri says it doesn't.
He says it becomes an avatumma. So he said, it becomes exactly like the bed a regular Nida sleeps on. So he said, and Avimi said, Kamaga. Maga is not a medrash. Maga is the table. No, medrash is the same level. It's like something she touched. When this Nida laid on the bed, we consider it like something she touched, not like something she laid on.
What does he mean?
A regular Nida, who's Vadai Nida, and sleeps on a bed, it's an Avatoma. The Torah says so. He's saying this retroactivity that we make a Nida tummy 24 hours earlier, which is a Chumrah Drabbanan. How far did they take this Chumrah Drabbanan?
We don't know.
Yeah, this is a Chumrah Drabbanan to go 24 hours back.
And generally, if we knew, it would surely be
Medrash. The Torah says Medrash is an Avatum. It's not up to us. Read the Pasuk. And the Torah says what she touches is a Rishon L'Tumah. That's also in the pasuk. We don't tell Pesukim what to say. The question is, we have a Chumrah Drabbanan here called retroactivity. What do we do with that Chumrah Drabbanan? So Ziri said, treat her like Anita. Go back 24 hours as if we know she was Anita. The bed is an Avatumah.
What thing she touches has been in that
retroactivity. The same as a touch of Anita. No, it's Avimi brings a brisa. If it wouldn't be a brisa, so Ziri says, thank you, Avimi, I disagree. But if it's a brisa, Ziri can't argue on brisas. He didn't bring a brisa, he said a statement. I'm a Ziri. He didn't have a brisa. Well, or he might not be, or we might have a different interpretation. That's why we learn Gemara, to find out how the Gemara is going to approach it. Like, we can speculate, but the Gemara is going to do whatever it does. Zok Rashi, right, we did that already. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava. Now, we're going to do this the Jewish way. We're going to answer the question with a question, which will force us to say an answer. Amar Rava, Betisbara, how do you understand this? Kavach Haimru. I can make a Kal V'Chomer to prove that Ziri is right. How? Ma'akli Cheret, Hamukav Tzamid Pasol. The halacha is, this is a halacha in Tumas Mace. A mace is Matama B'Oil. A mace is Matama B'Oil. A mace is Matama, or not, okay. Or anybody that touches a mace is an Avatoma, by the way. That I forgot, I was remiss, I didn't mention, that touching a mace is an avatoma. It's the only touch that makes an avatoma. Touching a zav makes a rishon l'tumah. Touching a nida makes a rishon l'tumah. Touching a medras makes a rishon l'tumah. Touch doesn't make you an av, except by a mace. A mace is considered a grandfather of tumah. And whatever touches him becomes an avatoma. So this man touched a kli cheres on the outside. There's a gzeres hakosov that kli cheres is not makabel tumah on its outside. There is a custom. A wood keli, a metal keli. If you touch it on the outside, it becomes tummy. This keli, well, now I'm a Rishon, so this keli is a wood. If somebody would be a tummy mace, he touched the mace, I am a tummy mace. I'm an avatoma. So I touched this box, it just became a Rishon Lutoma. Tummy mace makes a Rishon Lutoma. If this were a klicheres, a pottery made out of pottery, it would not become tummy. The Torah says klicheres is matame from the inside, not from the outside.
Only
klicheres. So the Torah made a kula, and then the Torah came back and made a chumra. Every other keli, if a tumma is suspended in the airspace and didn't touch the keli is not tummy. A klicheres, if the tumma is suspended in the airspace inside, the whole keli becomes tummy. So klicheres has a chumra and has a kula. It has a chumra that the airspace inside is as if it touched. It has a kula that if it touches it on the outside, it's tahar.
Oil called suspended.
Oil, if it's open, makes it tame, because oil goes into the inside. If it's closed with a cover, tamid pasul, a tight cover, then the klicheres can be in an oil hameis and it doesn't become tame, because it's only touching it on the outside. We view oil like touch. And on the outside, it doesn't become tummy. That's the halacha. A klicheres that has a top does not become tummy in an ayah hamez, because it doesn't get to the inside.
Top has to be klicheres also, right?
Yes. Correct.
Rubber plug wouldn't do it.
What?
You can plug it.
Ask me if rubber's from Kabul tomorrow. But that's not, the Torah doesn't talk about rubber. Talks about klicheres, the model is clear.
If it's in the metal top.
Then the metal top would become tummy. Right. And then, it wouldn't be able to be matzo. But that's a different halacha. Now, they're not learning Yoga Tumatara now.
If the kli has a metal top, would it be inside become tummy?
So that becomes, can a tummy top be matzo or pot? What happens if the klicheres is covered by something that's tummy? Does that work to save the klicheres? That's a side issue. The Merchant Shem Rabbi Shuk will tell you the Mishnah that talks about it in somewhere in Taras. These are Hilchos Tumatara, they're very complicated. It's fine, it's a wonderful thing to learn.
Beyond the scope of what we need right
exactly.
Now.
Beyond the scope. So Rava makes the following Kal V'Chomer. You have a klicheres that's covered with a klicheres top. If it's in an oil or mace, the thing is tar, right? But if a nida moves it, if a nida moves it, not touches it, because it's not a kabbalah on the outside, but if a nida moves it, it's considered like she touched it on the inside. It's halacha by klicheres, that even though it's not matami to touch, but there are certain tumas that are matami by moving, even if they don't touch.
Covered.
It would be matami even covered. Because moving something is like touching the inside. That's the halacha. So Anita moves a klicheres. If Anita touches the klicheres, klicheres doesn't become tummy on the outside. If Anita moves the klicheres, we view it as if she touched the inside. That's the halacha that the Tzairin says.
That's Anita
Bonsai. A regular Anita, right? For now. Klicheres is mutzel by oil mace. It's something that had been in an oil mace when it's covered, would walk out, it's tar. If Anita moves it, it's tummy. So which is stricter, mace or nida? Nida. In this aspect, nida is stricter. Mace won't be metamidus klicheres, and nida can be metamidus klicheres by moving it. So Dr. Rava, ma klicheres hamukim tzamid pasul, which is surrounded with a top, hanitzul by a lamace, which is saved in an ayala mace, meaning it's not tamay. Ein hanitzul b'mace l'isha b'nida. But if the nida moved it within the last 24 hours of retroactivity, it would be tamei. Because we make her a nida retroactive, so whatever she touched, moved, would be considered like a nida moved it. So,
what do you think she moved it?
That's halacha, because that happens to be halacha, I was being honest with you. The Gemara doesn't talk about it, but that's what it means. The Gemara assumes that you know these halacha. So, mishkavas and meshavas, so beds that if they're in an ayala maze, they become tame. Right? If they if a bed lays in an ayala maze, it becomes tame from ayol. If we view the klicheres by a nida that moves it in the retroactivity, then it's tame. That means we're treating nida stricter than maze. If we treat nida stricter than maze, and if a bed was in an ayala maze, we would consider it tamei. So if a bed is moved by Anita or laid on by Anita, for sure it should have the tumas nida. Because we see even things that are saved by mace, by this retroactivity, were machmer. So by things that are not saved by the mace, for sure it's machmer by the retroactivity. No, it's all drabonon. Remember, retroactivity is a drabonon. So if they made it tamei by Sincheris moving it, which is saved by Yael HaMeis, wouldn't they do the same to Medrash? Again. There's going to be a whole amount of discussion. Zok Rava. Therefore, Ziri is right. When she lays on the bed, it's like a Nina laid on the bed. Because he used the Kal V'chaymer. Frech the Gemara of Avimi B'becha Zohar Masnisa Kama. But didn't he bring a Braisa? Zok the Gemara, Eime Mishkava U'Moshava Kamaga Asma. You're right, when he said Mishkava Meshava Kamaga, he meant touching the Mishkava Meshava is like touching herself. That's what I mean. What?
He meant touching that
movement. No. He meant that the bed that she lays on is an avatoma. And touching that bed will be like touching her. When he said the line, Mishkava Meshava Kamaga, which we interpreted to mean that the bed itself is a Rishon, he says, no, the bed is an av. But touching the bed is like touching her. What? No. She lays on the bed, she makes it. We thought that Ziri was saying that the woman lays on the bed, she makes a reason. We say, no, she makes an av. But the Bryce said Kamaga. He said, the Bryce is telling me that when a man touches a medrash, he's as tummy as he's touched her. The Bryce is not talking about the bed. The Bryce is talking about the person who touches the bed. And it's saying touching the bed is like touching her. Adarabba, it's an av, like Ziri. Dr. Ashi, klicheres nitzul by ala meis, tafsim klichol ki b'suha gashen tamid pasul olav tamiu. Oh yes, tamid pasul olav, it has a covered tor. Eina nitzul hisit, Rashi says, if you move it. That's what hisit means. But taich meis vayis, tamid kili she touched the lachor yasa. As if she moved it after she saw, it's on your right now, come on. Ain't it in chain in the tomb, but makes place. Zoklasi. to Mishkav Nida Asma Adam Begadim Shalom? Is it for sure that it should be we're stricter with Bet than we are with Klicheres? The answer is Kemaga Asma Kedegias Asma Klaimer Adam Anegeya BeMishkav BeTeich Meisleis Ki Ilu Negeya BeBasa Nida Asma. It's as if we touched the Nida, Shahu Begadim Shalom Tmeim. And we are going to redo this again on Monday. Everybody have a wonderful day.